You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Next man up, 102.5, The Game, Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, and Parker Kelly with you on your Thursday morning, broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Hope everybody's morning is off to a great start. We've got TD in studio for the full show today, talking Titans and all things around the NFL. TD, what's going on?
What's up, man? Made it in the building.
Made it in.
I love it.
You guys came through the door. I was getting ready to hold you both accountable with some push-ups, but you snuck in under the wire.
That's
so.
It, man. You know, got to make it interesting.
Yeah, exactly. What is it without a little bit of drama here?
A little bit, you know. You need some.
Speaking of drama, how about the Knicks last night? They are the cardiac Knicks in game ones of these last two series. Came back from down 22 against the Cavs last time out, and then 14 down against the Spurs. They outscored by 17 in the second half to get the win.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to suddenly become a Knicks fan again, but, you know, it was fun watching that game last night.
It was.
Carl Anthony Towns, the way he attacked Wembanyama, it really impressed me. I didn't know he had that in him.
Yeah,
I've always thought he was. I'm not gonna call anybody soft, but I always thought that he lacked extreme toughness. I'll put it that way. But you also look at Brunson. This team, Hart, he only had 3 points, but 15 boards. He led the team in assists too. That dude was a factor. Also, they were. That's a scrappy team, man. A scrappy team, and I love the fact. Bridges, Brunson, and Hart, college teammates.
I was about to say, they've recreated Jay Wright's Villanova team.
Right on the main line, Villanova, and now here they are under the lights. Not at the Garden yet, but they'll be at the Garden next week. Monday, I think it is. So
that sounds right.
Sunday.
Next game's tomorrow. Friday and then Sunday.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for the Knicks, I still am going to pick the Spurs in this series. Mm-hmm. It's only one game. But there is a team of destiny feel to the Knicks right now. The way that they've played, is this what now, 12 straight games that they've won?
Tied the Spurs in 99.
It might have been 99.
It was
because the Spurs swept the Knicks.
It was
in 99.
I think it was 99.
I'd have to go back and look.
It's either 99. Yeah, it was 99. I'm sorry. It was 99 because that was the year they beat the Knicks.
And their only two losses in these playoffs are by 1 point each against the Hawks first series. They lost by one in two games.
Atlanta Hawks.
Right.
Are the team
and then swept the Sixers, swept the Cavs, now up 1-0 against the Spurs. I agree with you on Carl Anthony Towns. I won't call him soft, but I kind of put him in the, being a Suns fan. I always watch DeAndre Ayton. I'm like, you could be dominant, but you just don't have the edge that you need to have.
That's a great way.
And I kind of thought the same thing about Carl Anthony Towns. He's a better player than DeAndre Ayton is. Mm-hmm. But last night, the way that he went after Victor Wembanyama, that was a big difference in that game, as the Knicks ended up coming back from down 14, winning by 10, and take a 1-0 series lead. So should be a fun series. It's been a busy week, TD. I mean, on Monday, June 1st, we all kind of expected the A.J. Brown trade, but then out of nowhere, Myles Garrett gets traded to the L.A. Rams and adds to what is now, I think, a super team up there, down there in Inglewood.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a team that's going to be tough to beat around the league. Maybe one of the better teams we've seen on paper in a long time.
Yeah, man, those boys in Inglewood up to no good. No, I think you look at that, and that's one of those situations where you have two teams realizing where they are, right? The Rams understand their window. That window, it's open right now, right? But it's closing because you don't know how long Matthew Stafford's going to play.
Right.
Right? And you look at what they needed, right? They needed help in the secondary. Okay, you know what? Go get Trent McDuffie.
First-round pick, Trent McDuffie.
They needed pass rush. Okay, you know what? Go get Myles Garrett. And now Aaron Donald is talking about coming back.
I know. And I, again, I don't want to downplay it because I've been saying all week, I'm like, Aaron Donald coming back, you're not getting Defensive Player of the Year, Aaron Donald. Right. This is 35-year-old Aaron Donald who hasn't played in 3 years. But still a productive player. I would rather have Aaron Donald on my team than not on my team, for sure.
Pretty much. And then now in this situation, even if it's being as though it's not the same Aaron Donald that was one of the best defensive players ever, you still have him next to a guy who just last year set the sack record.
Yep.
And, oh, don't forget about Braden Fisk is still there, too. Like, that team is stacked.
Yes, that is. I wrote this down on the grid. I want to get your thoughts on it. When is the last time we've seen a team on paper that looks this good, that is this wide of a Super Bowl favorite? The team that comes to mind, of course, is like 07 Patriots. Like, that team with Randy Moss and Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And it was they were loaded. Obviously, almost went 17-0.
Yeah.
19-0. But I don't know exactly, 2007, almost 20 years ago. Like, I don't know what the preseason expectations were for them. Mm-hmm. But just looking at the NFL as a whole right now, I think you've got a lot of good teams. Like, mm-hmm. I put the Bills, the Ravens, the Seahawks, the most of the NFC North. Like, there are a lot of good teams. But the Rams are head and shoulders above all of them, I think, at this point, heading into the year.
NFC might as well cancel Christmas. Because here's the thing, Jake. The Rams were competitive last year.
Right. They were a few plays away from going to the Super Bowl last year.
Do you see what I'm saying? And now they – man, it's almost unfair. But, hey, look, there's a salary cap in place. They found a way to maneuver around it and – look, their future, I don't know how bright it is with the lack of picks, but this is what, F them picks, right? That's what they say, and that's what they've done, and it's yielded some pretty good results as far as the players that they've brought in and their ability to be a Super Bowl contender for quite some time. Because remember, they were contenders after they won the championship and Aaron Donald retired.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, they've continued to find a way. Shout out to Les Snead.
Yeah, the Rams deserve a lot of credit for the longevity they've been able to have as contenders, basically since Sean McVay showed up. I mean, mm-hmm. I think back to, was it the 2016 or 2017, the Monday Night Football game that ended like 56-53 with the Chiefs? That's kind of when the Rams era started. And there's been years where they haven't been quite as good. They've missed the playoffs, but they've been in the conversation basically for a decade and continuing to mortgage their future almost every year. It's like when they made the Jalen Ramsey trade and they went all in and they did win a Super Bowl, everybody said, all right, well, they got their Super Bowl. Now here comes 5 or 10 years of being bad because they have no first round picks, and they just keep reloading and keep doing it. So that team, they are the Super Bowl favorite by far. 8566 says the Eagles dream team, preseason favorites by far. When Vince Young called them the dream team.
Yeah, that's when they had Nnamdi and DRC and all those guys. That's what I thought of.
Yeah.
But you can't get away from that Patriots team.
Right.
That's
the team that I look back and say, like, they were by far the best team in the league. Now, I don't think the Rams are going to go undefeated this year. That is very difficult to do, but they are the best team, and I don't think it's all that close. Now, the best team doesn't always win. We'll have to see. Can they stay healthy? But, man, adding Myles Garrett to what was already one of the two or three best teams in the league, they're going to be dangerous this year. And I think you made a good point that this is two teams knowing where they are. Mm. The Rams know that Matthew Stafford is... he's got one or two more years left in him, at most, I would say. You've also drafted a guy in Ty Simpson that you think is going to be your quarterback of the future, so you don't have to worry about having to draft your quarterback 2 or 3 years down the road. And for the Browns, they're not a team that was going to compete with Myles Garrett over the next few years. That's not a team that can go win a Super Bowl in 2027 or 2028. Getting what you can at peak value for Myles Garrett and adding a young player who you can build around on the defense in Jared Verse, I think it made a whole lot of sense for
that
team.
They still got something good in return. You know what I mean? We're not going to pretend that didn't happen. And getting Jared Verse, and if I'm not mistaken, Jared Verse is from Ohio, you know, so I'm sure he's disappointed, but it's a little bit of a homecoming for him.
Yeah.
So He has two more years. He's been to a Pro Bowl. He has two more years of team control. So 2 years from now, they're going to have another contract to deal with, and we'll see how they address that situation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, nevertheless, that young defense, you know, Carson's Schlesinger.
The defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, you know, you got him. We'll see what they do with Denzel Ward, if they're able to flip him for something. Shador at quarterback and Deshaun Watson. You saw Shador, he made $17 million in jersey.
I know, I saw that.
Man.
That's crazy. And
not bad.
And he, as of right now, it seems like he's not even going to be the starting quarterback for the Browns next year.
I want you to do something. Folks out there listening.
Yeah.
I want everybody to do something. Look at Ty Simpson's production. Look at his numbers, just everything.
Yeah.
That led him to being a first-round pick. Just put it up against your doors and holler at me once you do.
All right. We'll look it up.
We don't got to.
We can do this on the other side here. Yeah. But, yeah, I.
Put them side by side.
Some credit here, he also played 3 full years in college. Ty Simpson only played the one.
Right.
I do not think Shador Sanders is a franchise quarterback. Like based on what the Browns are telling us, they don't seem to believe that either.
Right.
But I do understand what you're saying of like one went in the fifth round, one went in the first round.
And it's the Browns. it's the Browns.
Yeah, 4312 on the text line said, Browns going to give the Cardinals a run for getting a shot at drafting Manning. I think that is a four-team race. It's going to be the Browns, the Jets, the Cardinals, and the Dolphins, all fighting for that number one pick.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be... Hopefully the Cardinals. I would like to see that. I would like to see an Arch Manning and just imagine Arch Manning and Marvin Harrison Jr.
And Jeremiah Love behind him.
But I'm saying Manning and Harrison.
Oh, Manning and Harrison. Yeah, totally went over my head there. Yeah,
it went over my head and then came back to me. You know what I'm saying?
I totally forget sometimes, like, oh, yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr. is I mean, obviously he hasn't lived up to the expectations of what he was coming out of Ohio State. But, yeah, that'd be cool. Manning to Harrison 2.0 down there in the desert.
There goes your I feel old moment.
Yeah.
You got one now.
No, the first one ever was when, like, Frank Gore's son was playing college football. Like, I'm like, man, Frank Gore, I thought he was still playing in the league at that point.
He could have been.
Yeah.
Shoot.
He stuck around for a long time. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We got lots to get to with TD today. We'll get to those stats that TD asked me to pull up. We'll also talk about the A.J. Brown trade. Long awaited, but finally here. What can he do with the Patriots? We'll also get to your phones coming up next. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game. Next man up, 1025 The Game. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly. This is becoming a tradition that the first bump of the day has been go New York, go New York, go.
When we talk about the Knicks, we got to.
Yeah. I had a feeling this was going to be the song. You know, they had a watch party there, and they opened. So normally they don't have, like, have you been to the Garden or even, like, around it?
I've been around it. I've never been in it.
You know how they had, like, the bars and all the little, well, they got it full go.
Normally I'm 100% sure of that.
It's full go, and it's packed. It was packed last night. It's crazy.
If the Knicks win the finals,
man,
New York might
New York is going crazy.
They might need Batman to come in and help out. I'm thinking of the Robert Pattinson one where everybody's in Madison Square Garden and they need Batman to come get everybody out. I got some news here before we go to the phones. Adam Schefter just tweeted in completely unshocking news. Free agent cornerback L'Jarius Sneed is visiting the Kansas City Chiefs today.
Oh, who would have thought?
In something that we have talked about basically since the Titans let him go, he's probably going back to the Chiefs, and we'll see if he miraculously turns it around when he gets back there. But that was tweeted about 5 minutes ago from Adam Schefter. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Let's go to the phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nate has called in. Nate, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up?
Man, I can't call it. Look, man, I was at I be going to the YMCA, the Northwest YMCA over there on Clarksville Highway. But anyway, the Titans came through yesterday, man, and yeah, they was out there shooting hoops with the kids, man. People always talking about, you know, athletes, and you know, every time they do something bad, they blast it on the TV. But
tell
they
me
don't,
about it.
They don't talk about how, you know, how much good they do, man. The kids are so happy, man. Yeah, but anyway, I seen the first round pick fault. He was a first rounder, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fault. And then I seen the linebacker out of Texas, man.
He's nice.
Boy, he tall, but he is lean, man. Yeah. I'm like, man, that's a linebacker, you know?
Hey.
I was just want.
Hey, let me tell you something. He'll whack you.
Yeah.
You know, he's a hitter, man. He's a hitter.
He's a good-looking athlete now. He's a legitimate 6'3", you know what I mean?
Yep. Did you see Tate?
I didn't see Tate. I don't know. Was he there? He might have been there.
I don't know if he was there. They normally send a blitz out to let us know when they do these types of things, because I try to get to as many as I can, and even if it's not doing a story, still put it on, you know, my Twitter and – you know, my social media, because like you said, if, God forbid, you know, one of them gets into trouble, it's going to be known across the nation and in other parts of the world even. But, you know, they do something like what you mentioned, and you know what I mean? Look at what happened. So shout out to you for mentioning that.
Yeah, man. But I was going to ask you about Cam Ward. They say he lost 10 pounds, but I was thinking, man, shouldn't he be putting on some weight to be able to withstand them hits and stuff, man? I just want to get your thoughts on that, man. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, for sure. You got it, Nate. That's a good point, you know, as far as having the padding to take the hits. But I think what you're seeing is a body change in him.
Yeah.
And that, so, like, Cam, we're not trying to body shame here. He had a bit of, like, his body.
A little fluffy.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. So I think in this case, yeah, if you're able to lose that and put muscle on, I think you're working in a positive direction. Even if you don't put 10 pounds of muscle on, still, you know, change your body. You harden it. You make it more callous.
Right.
And then that's when you're able to better withstand the hits.
Yeah, I think it's a balance, right? You want him to be more mobile, and taking off a little bit of weight can help with that. But you also, you don't want him to be Jaden Daniels, who it's like every time Jaden Daniels gets hit, I'm sure that Commanders fans are holding their breath because he is lean and mm-hmm. doesn't have that padding. So I think for Cam Ward, it's, you want to take a little bit of the baby fat off, but also add some muscle to protect him while he's out there. 615-737-1025. We're talking about the Rams being preseason favorites. 8566 did some research for us. He says, over the last 25 years, only four teams that entered the season as the preseason favorite actually won the Super Bowl. The Colts in 06, the Patriots in 16 and 18, and the Chiefs in 2023.
I wonder which metric or which outlet.
I would guess Vegas odds.
Yeah.
But
even with Vegas odds, there's so many.
Right. You know. But like the Rams are by far the favorites. I think I saw it's like they're like plus 550 or something like that, and then the next team is in the thousands. So, I mean, it's like the Rams are the heavy favorite, but there's a reason you play the games, right?
Right. And, I mean, this year, unanimous favorites. I'm talking about in previous years.
Right. I'm sure there would be.
It might have been the Chiefs.
Right.
It might have been the Eagles.
Right.
It
would
have been the Bills. It probably was the Bills, you know, because they love Josh Allen. I'm sure, you know, something.
That is true.
So I'm curious what it was.
Yeah, that's a good point, that not every year there's an overwhelming favorite like there's going to be this season. Let's go back to the phone lines. It's been a while, but our good friend Trey has called back.
Trey,
good morning. What you got for us?
What's up? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
Hey, I want to talk about the Spurs and the Knicks series. I think, me personally, I think the Knicks going to take the whole thing probably in five. That's what I believe. But I just want to talk, man, it's just like a revelation in life, you know, has come to me seeing the Spurs and the Knicks playing in the finals, because my mother's friend's son played for both of those teams.
Wow.
Yes. And he won a championship with the Spurs with Tim Duncan. Yep, his name is Jackie. Jackie played behind Tim Duncan, Jackie Butler, and he played for 3 or 4 years with the Knicks. So I can't root for either one. I love both of them, you know. So, you know, I really want the Knicks to win, but I can see the Spurs doing well, but I don't think they'll beat the Knicks. But, yeah, man, my mom's friend, son played for them, Jackie. Yeah, look him up. And y'all have a good day. And I love y'all. Keep the spirit up.
Thanks for the call, Trey.
Much love,
too,
Trey.
Buddy.
We appreciate it, boss. Yes,
Bye.
Sir.
Jackie Butler played 3 NBA seasons, 2 with the Knicks, 1 with the Spurs. He played a total of 69 career games, started 2, and averaged 5 points a game. There you go.
How about that?
Shout out Jackie Butler, Trey's mom's
I've
friends,
heard of Jackie
son.
Butler before.
I definitely had heard the name, but yeah, he did play for the Knicks and the Spurs. So sadly, I don't think he gets a ring. There's the one guy, Jeremy Sochan, who he was on the Spurs. Now he's on the Knicks, so he gets a ring no matter what happens
no
in this series.
No matter what.
615-737-1025. We got lots to get to here. We'll get back to the trades. We haven't talked about the A.J. Brown trade yet. We'll get into that coming up next and much more here in hour number one. Again, we got TD for the full show. Don't forget, 10 a.m., your chance to talk to TD, 615-737-1025. You can get any questions you have in on our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Today, the Nashville Sounds take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp with first pitch at 6:05, and you can catch all of the action on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks Family Leisure and Social Cantina. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly, next man up here on 1025 The Game.
Yeah. Man, listen. This song right here made me think of some things, man. Parker, you got me ready to leave. I'm ready to go see my baby now.
TD has left the building.
I'm ready to go. My soul gone.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go see my superstar now.
Parker, you're getting you're getting TD out of here early.
Whew.
I thought you might like that one.
Make me do the Shannon Sharp.
Next man up, 102.5 The Game. It's a TD Thursday. Teron is here in body, maybe not in spirit anymore,
man,
for the next 2.5 hours.
Come on back. Come on back. You'll see you later. Come on.
We got lots of Titans talk, lots of NFL talk. Let's go back to the phone lines, though. Adam in Portland is called in. Adam, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
You know, if I ever meet that Jackie person, I'm going to be like, hey, do you know Trey? First thing I'm going to ask him, man.
Trey is a celebrity.
I think Trey's probably... Trey's more famous, man. And no offense to that guy, but hey, look. So I was watching that game last night, and I have to disagree with Trey, man. I think if it's not 5, it's probably going to be 6 games where San Antonio. I think San Antonio's better. They just went super, super quiet in the second half. Didn't really play with urgency. I don't know that. And if Wimby, I don't know. You can just see how much better Wimby is than everybody, even whenever he's not playing well. So I think it's going to be 5 or 6 games for the Spurs, man. If you could put a futures bet and just go ahead and lock that in, man. If you were to put 5, I imagine, you know, that would carry a long way on any site. But I just got a feeling, man. And I don't know. They look so much better, and I'm not seeing, like, Brunson's okay, but I'm not seeing, like, an alpha that's going to take over and hit all the shots, because Brunson also airmailed a lot of them, you know what I mean? So I don't know. It feels like the Spurs to me.
I don't know, Adam. When it mattered, Brunson – man, that Brunson burner got going.
One of the clutchest players in this era.
Yeah.
It's the same feeling I had when Allen Iverson was on the court. It's not like you can't – it's no denying he's skillful, but it's like, is he going to hit the clutch shot? Like, he can drive in the paint and create, but you can only do so much by yourself, and I'm just not – I don't know.
Did you see that game where they? Did you see that game?
Do you remember that finals? Do y'all remember the AI finals?
I do. I was in the city when it happened. I remember they won that first game in LA. You know, but did you see the game where Brunson cooked?
Was that when he stepped
James
over
Harden.
Tyronn Lue?
Yeah, that was when he stepped. But did you see the game where Brunson cooked James Harden in that big comeback?
Oh yeah.
Are you sure we're talking about the same player?
Kind of, you heard him, man. You heard it. You heard these guys. I mean, they're still kind of living off that high, man. So I don't know. Like, I just got to feel the Spurs look so much better to me. We'll see.
I'm not saying the Spurs,
but I think they're better.
I'm not saying the Spurs aren't better. But you can't call in here and tell me that Brunson's not clutch and it may not – like, that dude has proven over and over again that he's going – and I'm not even, like, a Brunson fan, like, you know what I'm saying? But you can't tell me that dude is not clutch. You just can't.
I'm just saying the Spurs look better, dude. And no, you can I only agree. Go so
okay.
long
well,
where –
well, we can shift to that.
And you give up 2-0 runs late. I mean, it's crazy.
We can shift to that, but you do know – part of those 8-0 runs was number 11.
Yeah. No, I'm – Adam,
all of them, yeah. Every bit of that was him. I
right.
know that, but I'm just saying, man,
right.
I don't know. I'll leave it at that, TD. I just – y'all, I'm going to call in a week and be like, look, I told you it was going to go on 5 or 6.
I'm not – listen, 5. I don't disagree – like, I wouldn't say that that's not possible. But I'm going to tell you what isn't possible is saying that Brunson's not clutch. Like, we're not going to do that. Come on, man. Don't do that. Brunson is as clutch as they come.
I know you're a Philly guy, too. I'll leave you alone. I know you're a Philly guy, too. So I think back to that Philadelphia team, man, and I don't know why I think about it, Snow and all that. They had a good team, too.
Yeah, with Aaron McKee, Theo Ratliff before they traded for Dikembe Mutombo, George Lynch.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Rodney Buford.
Mutombo was maybe my favorite basketball player of all time, so I like you citing him. But, no, man, and you know, they were overmatched, too.
Yeah.
But it was,
yeah.
But I don't know. I actually think that Philly team would smoke this Knicks team, so I don't know.
Thanks for the call, Adam.
I like the back and forth.
I do agree with him, and I think you do too, that the Spurs are the better team. But, yeah, I can't get behind saying that the Knicks don't have a clutch shot maker. Jalen Brunson has proven to be that guy.
I don't know that I could say the Spurs are the better team either.
They got the best player.
They have the best player.
I guess that's what – and in the NBA, when you have the best player on the floor, it gives you a really good chance to win.
Yeah.
Wemby goes 6-21 and turns the ball over 6 times like he did last night, you know, the Knicks can win this series if they get that version of Wemby.
And I think, as Charles Barkley said before the game, and Richard Jefferson said during the game, the length of Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, the length that they bring, like, that's a mismatch.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And then you got – I personally think the Knicks are the perfect match for the Spurs, primarily because of Cat. Because don't get it twisted. This is the big man that has won a three-point contest.
Yeah.
Like, he could shoot, and he's going to pull Wemby out. And you saw when he's not in the paint, you saw how they go to the cup. But then you saw how Cat – pump fake, drive, lay it up – you see what I mean? So, I'm not going to just automatically say the Spurs are going to win. I wouldn't be surprised if they win. But, again, I ain't going to say Jalen Brunson's not clutch.
See,
I'm not going to do that.
I am a little glad the Knicks won Game 1. Same with Vegas in the Stanley Cup Finals, because the underdog winning Game 1, I think, means we're in for a good series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have disappointed me if it was Spurs in 5, Hurricanes in 5, and we didn't get any drama down the stretch. I think we're going to get some drama in at least one of these series, either the Stanley Cup Finals or the NBA Finals. TD, I did pull up the stats that you were asking for on Ty Simpson and Shedeur Sanders. So in his final year at Colorado, Shedeur Sanders, 74% completion percentage, 4,100 yards, 37 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. I will preface, playing a Big 12 schedule. And Ty Simpson at Alabama, 64.5% completion percentage, 3,500 yards, 28 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. So Sanders, for sure, was more productive. And you look back at his first year at Colorado, 27 touchdowns and 3 picks that year.
Ty Simpson had Jeremy Bernard, too, huh?
And Ryan Coleman-Williams now.
You know what I'm saying? And who they had the big receiver, number one, who transferred.
I
forget his name.
I'm blanking on him, too.
The long, he tall, like 6'3".
It's not Isaiah Bond, because he left for Texas from Alabama.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on
him.
Did you
mention Horton?
Horton. That's
Isaiah
the guy.
Horton.
Yeah.
Yep. And that line was pretty good. I believe, since we're going to mention the Big 12 schedule, I'm just going to counter with some of the other things for Simpson. you know, such as that line that had Kalen Proctor, who was a high draft
pick.
Outside of that, they were pretty bad.
Did Sanders have Jordan Seaton on that team, or was he the year later?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah.
And Travis Simpson played half the year with a cracked rib.
That is true. Yeah, I mean, Chidore Sanders.
That's what Tordo's for.
I totally get what you were saying in that point, though, of like Simpson went 13th overall. Yeah. Chidore Sanders fell to the fifth round.
That's all I'm saying. But, I mean, listen, Jay-Z had a song about it on Reasonable Doubt, his first album. It was called Politics as Usual.
Yeah.
You know. That's all you got. I just wanted to point the numbers out.
No, I think it's a fair point.
Yeah.
It's a fair point. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you want to text or call, our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I did want to get TD's thoughts on the A.J. Brown trade. Mm. Again, it wasn't something that surprised any of us, but now that it's officially happened, what does it mean for the Eagles and the Patriots? We can talk about that next, and we'll continue to take your thoughts. Again, your chance to talk to TD is coming up at 10, so any questions you have for Teron Davenport, you get those in on our phone and text line or in the YouTube chat. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, 1025 The Game, for live shows and exclusive content. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game. Next man up, 1025 The Game. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly.
Ashanti, that's another one. That's another one.
I can see how proud Parker is of anytime he gets TD dancing, you can just see it in his eyes.
Yeah, I
this is one of my favorite days of the week.
I used to love Ashanti, boy. Woo! Used to love her, man. Good gracious. Her music and the way she looked, but her music, I always loved her music. She got a song called Rock With You. She got a song called Baby. It'd be like, baby, baby, baby. Oh, man. She got a bunch. I used to really like Ashanti, man.
We'll have to get some Keisha Cole going, too, later.
Oh, boy. You try to make me explode. Oh, man.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. Don't forget, talk to TD coming up in the next segment. If you have any questions for Teron Davenport, text or call. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's go back to the phone lines. Edward is called in. Edward, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
We got you. What's up, man?
Hey, listen, just still want to talk a little NBA. I watched that entire game. I just don't know if Adam had woken up yet. they were up. The Spurs were up by 14. And then in the fourth quarter, Brunson happened. He was the man. Reminds me so much of AI, John Stockton. He looked like he was on a mission last night.
Yeah.
And that he wasn't going to be denied. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not a Knicks fan at all. I'm a Boston Celtics, and I am extremely disappointed. However, there's something about Ben Stiller and Spike Lee that just irritated me last night.
Spike Lee looked like somebody's auntie, man.
you notice he didn't get on the front row. I heard that the front row seats were going for 100,000 TDs.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Yeah, but Stiller was down there on the front row. But, Brunson, at the home games, MVP when he goes to the free throw line, he took that game over.
He did.
And he is the man. And, as much as I don't care for the Knicks, they're probably going to win the NBA final championship just because of him, because he looks like a man on a mission.
Edward, you know what it is? It's his ability to find his shot.
Yeah.
You look and you be like, oh, man. And then all of a sudden, he finds a way, like he'll spin or he'll pump fake and go up and under. He always finds his shot.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me. That's the AI. That's the AI in him.
Yes, you're right. There's a saying, you can drive the car by looking over the hood down the road, or you can look driving the car down the road. He looks like he's driving the car down the road, seeing things before they develop. Magic Johnson is excellent at that. He's a man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Edward. Appreciate it.
See you.
Great call right there.
Yeah, I like the comparison there of you can either look right down the hood and just see what's going on right in front of you, or you look down the road and he sees things before they actually happen.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way of putting it. TD, I did want to get your thoughts on the A.J. Brown trade. Again, not anything that was shocking. We've been talking about this probably happening June 1st or shortly thereafter for months now, but A.J. Brown is officially a Patriot. Do you think that after some turmoil the last few years in Philly that Mike Vrabel is going to get him back to being what he was 2 or 3 years ago when he was one of the best receivers in the league?
I do. I think getting him out of that situation, I mean, apparently there was somewhat of a love triangle going on. I don't know. Did you?
I did not see that part of it. I saw that him and Jalen Hurts have basically, like, they said that they haven't been good friends for a while now.
Well, so... I don't know, man. These guys, I get it. No, I don't. Yes, I look. So basically, he and Hassan Reddick, they had a relationship with the same woman.
Wow.
Not the woman. Not I don't know. It's crazy. I don't want to get into the man's personal business. I'll just say, look, it was a personal situation.
Yeah.
So removing him out of that and putting him up there in Boston, you know, I think that's better for him. Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, their relationship isn't the same anymore. Apparently, it was to the point where they couldn't coexist professionally also. So it's just one of those is-what-it-is situations. And for the Eagles, I think it's, you know, addition by subtraction that they're able to get him out of there. But at the same time, you know, you're taking a very productive player out. And now a lot more attention is going to go to Devontae Smith.
Right.
Now, I thought it was interesting Jordan Mailata said, well, you know, he's been a number one. He's been a captain.
Was it Mailata said, thank God it's over? Like,
and I get it because, I mean, imagine us doing a show together and you have to consistently wonder, okay, is he going to go to WFMI or whatever it is?
In
Boston? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just – you can't really dive in as much as you want to with that person because you don't know for sure that that person is all the way
in. That's a good point. It's a distraction.
And it's not to say that AJ wasn't all the way in. I can't say he was or he wasn't. But I could understand a teammate questioning that because of everything going on. But, you know, it's unfortunate because it is. So I ended up – I was on – yesterday I was on the Fanatic, which is the ESPN affiliate in Philly. I was on it and talking about it. I listened to the show a little bit afterward. It's just so unfortunate how now that AJ's gone, like, I got to watch this city love my favorite player in the league.
Yeah.
And now I'm watching them hate my favorite player. And it's just like, damn. It really reminds me of the T.O. situation. Now, I tell you what was really good. T.O. was able to come back later. Like, if T.O. go to Philly now, like, he's beloved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I believe years down the line, A.J. could go back. If he chooses to go back and visit the city, he would be beloved too. But it's just – it's an unfortunate situation. But I think this really helps the Patriots. I just – he's going to have to be patient. You know what I mean? And understand that you know, 15 targets a game is probably not going to happen. You know, maybe not even 10 targets a game. But it's a situation where you have a player who has already shown he can maximize opportunities. Now, he's not the same guy that's going to run through any tackle.
Right, the Ravens play from 5 years ago.
Man, remember that? He said Patrick Queen, come on. Patrick Queen should have been arrested for not paying fare for that ride he took. You know what I mean? But I think overall it's a good trade for both sides because the Eagles could move on. And it was something really interesting that Robert Saleh said – at the owners' meetings, when I asked him about defending a number one receiver or a team that just has a bunch of solid receivers.
Yeah.
And the first thing he said, he didn't go to actually defending. He went to the play caller on offense and said, well, it's probably easier for a play caller on offense because you don't have to find a way to always get that guy football.
You don't have to scheme something open.
Call the game. Yeah.
Right. You just say, like, hey, he's there.
Yeah, if he's there, like, you know, go through your progression. You don't have to be like, hey, look, like, we got to call this play to get AJ the ball.
Yeah.
So-and-so the ball, you know.
Right.
So it's a plus for both sides. Apparently Sean Mannion is having a good impact on the guys there now. Mekhi Lemon, if I'm not mistaken, I think he had a hamstring.
Yeah,
or something.
He wasn't practicing.
Yeah, he didn't practice. So, yeah, it's a tough situation. Obviously, it's something that, you know, we as people here in Nashville who you know, have followed the Titans,
yeah,
we're going to watch that because it's Vrabel and it's AJ, yeah. You know what I mean? And Kevin Byard now, too.
I know. He's getting the band back together.
Todd Downing. Todd is excited. He's very excited about
I'm
rightfully
sure.
so, about having AJ. But, yeah, I mean, that whole crew up there, they'll be better.
Yeah, we had somebody text in earlier this week and suggest that Ryan Tannehill go join the Patriots, too. Get the full band back together.
Full band. Tannehill's somewhere on a boat, man.
That's what I'm saying. With his Celsius and his $200 million he's made.
You know, he's ahead of the curve with the Celsius because, like, it's a craze now.
Right.
But this was, you know what I mean?
That was my favorite just overreaction from fans when it's like, yeah, he blew that game. Like, right? Like, they lost. He threw three interceptions. But just because he posted, it was like 2 weeks later he posted the Celsius thing on a boat. Like, people were like, oh, he's not taking football seriously. I'm like, I'm sure that was pre-planned months in advance. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to text or call. Talk to TD is coming up next. Get your questions in. Anything you want to know, Titans related, NFL related. How are the Mets doing?
They won last night. Carson Benz. Look, the baby Mets, man. Let me tell you something. AJ Ewing, Carson Benz. Carson Benz stole home.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, you know, the bad part is this baby Mets team that's coming in, they're promising, but the previous baby Mets, like Mark Vientos, is just
right.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, Vientos.
It's like you get excited about these guys, and it's good to see them get off to good starts, but it's like they got to sustain it. There has to be growth.
Sustain it.
My Tigers sweep the Rays this week.
Oh,
They're back. They're back. Maybe they won't trade Tarek Skubal.
Hopefully.
615-737-1025. Talk to TD is next. Any question you have for Teron Davenport, get it in. 615-737-1025. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly, next man up. 1025 The Game.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.